Hey guys, welcome to episode 24, I believe, of Riotcast. I know it's been like a month since my last upload. If you're a new listener, the reason that was is because like I kind of started this podcast with the intention of kind of having my best friend co-host, and you know, he was on a lot of episodes, and then like I was kind of doing episodes by myself just because, like, him and I were hanging out and having fun. I didn't want to, like, sit down and make him podcast all the time. Like, we wanted to, you know, go do cool shit that eventually I'd talk about on the podcast. And I'm not going to lie, doing a podcast is actually pretty difficult. Like, to put time aside every single week and, like, sometimes you're not in the mood, but you're like, I've got to do this. It's definitely just adding extra work on top of, like, what for me was already a crazy schedule. And then my best friend passed away. And after that, I kind of gave up on the podcast. But, like, I'm trying to keep it going. And, like, I do have every intention of bringing it back. I was supposed to have a couple guests on. But, like, today there was supposed to be a guest. There won't be because I'm actually not positive what's going on. Like, he's a friend. So I'm sure he just got busy with his son or something. But I'll have him on another time, hopefully within the next week. I started that job right after my first MMA fight, which I talked all about, I think, in episode like 21 or something. And basically, I was the manager of a doc, and then I had a co-manager, so a guy who was like technically a step below me, but basically just the other manager. And then I had a bunch of employees, and most of my employees kind of sucked, and like I work hard, so like I would just end up doing a lot of shit, and like eventually I'd have to like tell them, like, yo, you gotta pick up the slack. Like, I can't clean all these boats, I can't tarp all these boats, I can't do all of this. Like, I'm working longer hours than you anyways. Like, we need to get this shit done. And I'm not gonna lie, like, being in charge of people is fine. It's kind of weird having to get on to people for being lazy. And so, like, what I did was, is, like, you get better tips if you work later shifts. And so, like, everyone, like, wanted later shifts. And then, like, some people would fight over morning shifts. So, like, whoever would work harder, and I let them know. I'm like, whoever's working harder, I'm gonna put when I need good people. Because, like, I don't want to show up if I have a night shift that night to a bunch of dirty boats, or, you know, leave and come back the next morning and see that the night crew just sloughed off and left a bunch of boats for me to take care of. You know, that's not fair. That's their work. And so it was definitely weird. Not weird. It was definitely different. Like, not being the guy who's constantly like, okay, boss, is this what you want me to do? And instead being like, no, this is what we need to be doing. I felt like I should have been doing something like that a lot sooner. And I definitely wasted a lot of life at my last job, which was Northern Plastics. And I was just miserable. And the boss, like, I don't think anyone has it out for me ever. But, like, if I shared some more of the stories on here, which I don't, because I don't want to, like, badmouth someone. Like, the boss was really mean to me. And then, like, one day, I got a tattoo for Tyler after he died. And she knew he died and all that. And I come to work with a tattoo. Keep in mind, like, her daughter has a full sleeve, and a few people there had, like, full sleeves. And she's like, you need to cover your tattoo. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll go grab my jacket. And she's like, okay, everything's cool. Like, you know, like, conversation went very pleasant. And I went on my lunch break, came back in with my tattoo covered. I had my jacket on. And she's like, you were wrong to come in with that uncovered. I'm going to send you home early. And that was my last shift ever. Because then I went for my MMA fight. And I was actually supposed to come back to that job, and instead I got offered the manager job, and I was like, I just texted her like 3 days after I was supposed to be back. I was like, sorry, dude, like, tough titty said the kitty, I got a new job. And this doc job finally came to an end. The end of the season was nice, because it was just me and the other manager, but like, we were working, he would work 3 12s and then a 4 hour shift, and I was working 3 12s and an 8 hour shift, and that was brutal. And then we cut our hours because the season was, you know, dying down, and we both just did 4 10s, and that was choice. That was a really good schedule, I felt, because it's full-time pay and you still get 3 days off. And it was nice because it was the only other guy was the other manager who also gets shit done. So, like, I wouldn't come home or come to work with a bunch of shit to do. But yeah, basically what I did at work was like, I would get rental boats ready to go out, which means like untarping them, making sure they're clean. And then I would get rental boats when they come back in, I make sure they get gassed up, and then I go park the rental boat like in its slip, which is harder than it sounds to dock a boat. You get the hang of it pretty quick though. And then, you know, you clean it, make sure it's clean and cover it. And, then we also had a gas dock, so a lot of our business and where all the good tips were was like boats come in just from out on the lake to get gas. And what's nice about it is it does cost more, but like you don't have to get out of your boat. You just pull your boat up to the dock. We catch you. We pull you in. We tie you up. We fill your boat up. You pay. We send you off. And like super easy, super convenient. Obviously, we had snacks and stuff on the dock, so like people loved coming in there. And yeah, our point is our dock was super busy and we had like 8 rental boats. And then when the season ended, they sent me up to Whitefish Marine where I'm currently working, but I'm about to start somewhere else and I'll talk about that soon. So at Whitefish Marine, what they had me doing was like, I'm helping winterize boats, which is basically getting all the fluid out. You run a bunch of antifreeze through them and get them ready for winter. And then like some of them you shrink wrap, some of them you use acid wash, which will eat your skin. To clean the outside, and then you detail the inside on some of them. Basically, you're just getting it ready for it. My favorite thing is obviously the shrink wrapping, though, where like you basically put this plastic all over the boat, and then you take a torch to it. It's basically a flamethrower, and you just melt it down till it's nice and tight on the boat. It's kind of fun. I also ended up having to go to Whitefish Marine Stock, and they do the same thing we do, except they don't have a gas dock, which was 90% of our business. And I think they had 6 rental boats. So not only were we busier in rentals, we also had a gas dock. And me and Colton ran the dock, and that was the other manager. And our dock was always clean. Our boats were always clean. Everything was ready to go every morning, and it was ready to, you know, it was running smooth all night. And at their dock, it looked like they hadn't cleaned a single boat all summer. Like, I would have fired people over how they treated their boats. Their dock was a mess, just shit everywhere. Their shed was like breaking, and they just threw shit on the ground around it. It was horrible. And they were supposed to be like the dream team crew up there, and like it was just some bullshit. I had to fix that, and like I couldn't believe that they got away with it, because like I had to run a tight ship, because like otherwise Austin's like, yo, why is this looking like shit, you know? And like I've always been accountable. Like, I don't want someone to show up to my dock and be like, this sucks. And with their dock, I guess they just didn't give a fuck. It was crazy. But yeah, so now I'm just kind of helping out with boats and winterizing them. It randomly started it was forecasted to. And it started snowing hard and got super cold. And like, I've been tarping boats and fixing boats out in the cold, and that sucks major balls. At the end of the week though, I get to go to Arkansas or Kansas, Missouri, all over the South basically, for like a week to see some of Cheyenne's family. And just kind of hang out. I'll turn 21 there. I'll be in Kansas City for that. That'll be pretty lit. I don't remember if I started this podcast when I was, I think I started when I was 20. Never mind. I was going to say, did I start when I was 19? Yeah, so I'll be turning 21. I plan on doing the podcast a little more regularly than, you know, I have been. And I hope you guys understand that, like, it's just been kind of tough for me. But now I've got a few guests lined up who want to do it, and, like, hopefully I can get them belted out. Yeah, I'll be going to Arkansas and Kansas City and all over. I'll have my first legal drink there. I was supposed to have a fight in September, and something happened with that, but I'm going to fight the same guy in December, and I'm hoping I can get something in November. We'll see, though. I really want to be pro by my 23rd birthday or slightly before, you know? So I'm definitely trying to get as many fights as I can. I mean, I'm 6 fights, 6 wins so far. Oh, and I just did another Gorilla Cup, which is a jiu-jitsu tournament. So I talked about the Gorilla Cup before, but it's like an in-house SBG jiu-jitsu tournament. And last time I like, I got lost by like 2 points. Well, I didn't lose. I lost one match, and then I took second because I beat the other guy. This time they did something kind of weird because, like, it was still me and two other guys, but, like, I volunteered to go with a blue belt or in the blue belt division because there wasn't a lot of people in my division at that moment. And then it ended up getting populated, but they ended up still needing me at that blue belt, which I was fine with. Like, I was like, I'll compete with the blue belts. I mean, worst case scenario, I get beat up by some of my blue belt buddies, you know. But my grappling's really coming along, so I felt super comfortable in there. My first match was with the blue belt. The other guy was a white belt. And neither of us scored any points. I was on top the whole time. I passed a half guard. I was never in any danger. And they gave him the win on advantages, which I didn't know was a thing. It should have been a draw, in my opinion, because it was... If it were an MMA fight, I won the round. I know jiu-jitsu is a different sport, but I definitely, like, I stayed on top. I kept control. I was passing to, like, you don't get points for going to half guard, but I got to half guard, like, twice. All he did was throw up an armbar attempt, and I slipped out of it immediately. But the referee decided it was his, and that's, you know, that's whatever. And then I went with the other guy, and I was kind of upset, and, like, I tell people, like, fighting emotionally is stupid, but, like, I choked him in, like, a minute, and then I had to go with the guy who I lost on advantages with again, and this is only his second match, it's my third match, and I was pretty tired, honestly, and that just did not go my way. He beat me fair and square, and then I don't know what they were doing with the bracket, because the first time what happened was, like, I lost to the guy who ended up getting first, and I beat the guy who got third, and then the guy who got third lost to the guy who got first, and they were like, okay, so we got to clear first, second, third. But then I had to go a fourth match with the guy I just choked. This is only his second match. He's had a minute of competition time total. I've had, like, almost 15 now, right? I guess it wouldn't be 15. It'd be, yeah. Yeah, getting close to, like, 16 minutes, maybe? I don't know. Point it, because I think it's, like, 5-minute matches. I'm not positive. So I'm super tired. He's basically fresh, because his only match was me choking him. And so he's walking into his second match. I'm walking into my fourth, and I was so exhausted, and he's spazzing out, and he's fresh, so, like, he's trying to muscle through things, and I'm so tired. Like, he could have if he had been a little smarter about it, but fortunately, my cardio's good, and he ended up getting tired. I just remember, like, I was sitting there. I'm like, okay, I just can't let him get any points, and so I'm just kind of, like, playing super defensively, and I'm just kind of keeping an eye on the clock when I can, and finally he fucks up, and I slide into mount, and, like, I think I went half guard and then mount. I don't remember exactly how it happened. Point is, I get to mount, and I was like, okay, cool, I've got my points, and then I went for some submission, and time ended, and I won, but, like, I was so exhausted at the end of it. I've never been so glad for something to be over, but it's cool, because, like, in jiu-jitsu, I'm like, all right, it helps when I fight, because I'm like, okay, if I hang back here, like, I'm conserving energy, I can make him work here, and, like, it really helps when you get in MMA and stuff. You're like, okay, I know he's working his ass off right now, and I'm just chilling. So I took silver again, and jiu-jitsu's not my sport, so that's not bad. Still kind of a bummer, because I felt I had that first match, but it is what it is. It was kind of dumb I had to do, you know, literally twice as many matches as everyone, but all in all, it was a good experience. I'd rather go a fuck ton in something I'm not too worried about that's going to make me better at the thing I love than, you know, go once and win. So, that was a good experience. And I've been doing airsoft lately, which is, I've been playing a game called TTT. So, it's Trouble in Trader Town. And what that is everyone gets an airsoft gun. And we have a deck of cards. So let's say it's me and let's say there's 7 people, right? 2 of those people are going to be traders. And then the other 4, wait, 5, 6, no. The other 5 would be innocents. Well, the 4 of them would be innocent. So 4 of them are innocent, and then 1 of them would be the detective. So everyone knows the detective's a good guy. And then the innocents are all good guys, but they don't know who the traitors are. No one knows who the traitors are. They only know who the detective is. So as far as they know, everyone who's not them is a traitor. Now, the traitor's goal is to get everyone eliminated except for, you know, their fellow traitors. And that's how they win. And the innocent's goal is obviously to quickly and effectively take out the terrorists, but no one knows who the terrorists, it's called different things, but no one knows who those people are. It could be two or three of them. And sometimes you don't have a detective, so as far as you know, everyone that's not used bad. But what keeps you from just shooting everyone is that if you kill an innocent and you're innocent, then you have to use a Nerf gun the next round. And it's not like a good Nerf gun. It's like, it's rough. So it's like, you're incentivized to not just shoot everyone. Because otherwise, like, what was happening is the game just quickly turns into like a team deathmatch or a free-for-all. And so your goal is if you're a traitor, like, if you play smart, you earn the trust of the other people. And then, like, someone else might act weird even though they're innocent. And, like, everyone's just like, okay, it must be them. And then, you know, they get taken out. And then, you know, you just play super smart. You blend in if you're the traitor. And sometimes the traitors are just like, fuck it, let's try to get everybody. Which is fun, too. And then, like, what we do is we switch up the cards occasionally, which I think makes it really fun. So, like, maybe we throw in an extra traitor. One time we did a round where everyone was innocent and everyone killed almost everyone. It was pretty funny. And, yeah, it's just it's a really fun game. I would recommend you play it, even if it's just with Nerf guns or something. It's kind of nerdy, but I love it. I really haven't been up to that much else. I've been working on animations, which is actually incredibly difficult. I mean, I knew that because I used to make really long animations when I was a kid, and I just spend hours drawing and drawing and drawing, and you draw every single frame, and they're barely moving every single frame, and finally you have something cool that's like a minute long. And I still do those, but like, I've been trying to do ones with animations, like, or audio, sorry. It's rough. I got a Wacom tablet, though, and I got the small one. If you're interested in animating, I would not recommend the small Wacom tablet. It's like, I think it's the only option they have that doesn't have a screen in it. And like, I thought it'd be fine, especially because I'm just starting. And it works. It does work great. So if you're on a budget like I was, it is a good tool. But I don't know. It's a good tool. And it works great. Like, you can get super detailed drawings, but like, you're literally looking at your computer screen and trying to draw, whereas like with the ones with the screens, you're looking at your hand drawing, so it's a lot easier. But this does make it like the amount of detail you can get in things. I think I could get more detail even with this cheap little one than I could get on paper with like a pencil, just because of all the art options and editing options and stuff. It is cool. It's really tough though, and I've got some funny ideas. It's going to be a long time before I post any of them or have any of them really done. But, like, once I do, like, I'll for sure make sure my fans know. And I'm not going to commit to once a week again, but I will make sure my podcast is at least once every other week. I would like to try and have a guest on at least once. I mean, if I'm doing once a week, I'd like every other week to be a guest. That's going to be kind of tough, though. So I'm going to do guests as much as I can. I might do some repeat guests. It's just tough to like nail people down, especially in my age range, just because we're all like working all the time, and then basically everyone I know has kids, and like I literally get off work. Sometimes I have time to eat, and then I go train, and then I come home and I shower, and then it's bedtime, and I wake up and I do the same thing. So it gets a little crazy. But like I mean, I chose this because I want to fight. But like, point is, life's just, it's tough, and doing a podcast can be tough, and I felt like I didn't really have anything to talk about, or I just wasn't opening up correctly. Like, I have all these great ideas, and sometimes I just wasn't opening up correctly, so I feel like the time off really kind of helped me think about, like, what I wanted to talk about when I got back on here. And yeah, I mean, I don't know if I talked about this on the podcast. I did actually hang out with Julian, and like, for a long time, our little slogan was like, fuck Julian. But Turns out he's a super nice guy. His coach was just a dickhead, which was no secret. We had the same birthday. We went shooting together. We had a lot of fun. I don't know, man. I just living life, waiting for the new Modern Warfare to come out. I got a new car. It's a really nice Chevy Malibu. I love it. I had an Aveo, and those are terrible. I hated it. I've had it since I was like 16. I just sold it for more than I paid for it. We went to the car dealership. We used the money for a down payment, and now I think I'm technically financing. I don't know much about cars, guys, but the Chevy Malibu is amazing. My own is a 2016, not that many miles. It was like the only gripe I have, and it's not even really a gripe, it's just like when you stop, the car turns off, and I don't like that because it's got to be rough on your starter to start and stop all the time. So it's like, I don't know, but driving in the winter is going to be nice. I live in town, so it should be pretty safe. With that said, I'm going to, like, eat shit and ruin my nice new car. But, hopefully not. Yeah, and then there's, like, I've definitely had a lot of personal family stuff, but I, like, try not to talk about that on here because it's kind of, like, airing laundry. And also, I just don't think other people would appreciate me bringing it up, so it's, like, I don't know. But Cheyenne and I are good. We just got, like, watches, smartwatches. If you want a smartwatch, my advice to you is if you're like me and you're into exercise and you already work out a bunch, you don't need the watch. Like, I've got Tetris on it. That's pretty fucking sweet. But, other than that, like, the watch is, like, kind of meant for, like, a lot of fitness stuff and tracking your steps. And, like, I do like that stuff, but, like, it told me, it's like, you've been really inactive today. You should go work out on a Saturday after I just finished the most brutal workout of the week. Because, obviously, I can't wear a watch while I'm wearing, like, gloves and stuff. So, it's kind of funny because it's like, you're really inactive today. And I'm like, no, actually, this is one of the harder days of the week for me, and you're telling me I need to work out. I was like, no, I worked out. But it's fun because, like, it'll time you and give you, like, little workouts that you wouldn't normally do. Like, for example, I was cooking today. I just, like, scrolled through, landed on a random exercise I could do without any equipment, and just started doing its recommended sets and reps and all that. And I mean, that's exercise I wouldn't have done while I was cooking, I guess. I mean, sometimes I do, like, push-ups or sit-ups or whatever, but, like, I ended up doing burpees, and the way it wants me to do them is different than I usually do them, which was fine. Just, they don't do the push-up. And, yeah. Basically, I'm just getting ready to go all over the South. I haven't really left Montana that much, so I'm actually really excited. I'm turning 21, which I'm kind of excited for. Although, if I could stop the clock at 20 and just be 20 for, you know, and live, like, however long I'd actually live, but just be 20 that whole time, I would in a heartbeat. I feel like I'm surprised. It feels like I was 18 a day ago, and it's kind of weird. I don't know. I'm sure it just gets faster. People always say that, but I don't know. I'm just trying to make sure I achieve my goals in the time frame I have allotted. I'm definitely going to check out some gyms while I'm up in Kansas City, because, like, I don't know. I feel like the gym I'm at could get me to, a good level. But I don't think it hurts to at least learn something from there and bring it back home. Or maybe I do make the switch, because I honestly, guys, in the summertime, Montana's beautiful, but the winters kind of kill people, like, a lot. So, like, I don't know. I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, I need to leave home. Like, I'm super family-oriented, and, like, I want to be around my family, but I just feel like I need to make a switch. I hate the winter. I hate snow. I hate being cold. And this state, I mean, it's October, and it's snowing and icy already. And it's going to be like that until late April, maybe into May. So really, we got like 3 months, 4 months without snow. It's really rough. Oh, and I got a Tapology page thing. They made it and, like, put my fight on there. Now, I had to end up messaging the promoter and the website repeatedly. Unfortunately, the promoter was working with me, and then the website worked with both of us, because I beat Dallin Young via tap to strikes in the second round. So I won. I've had 6 fights. I've won all 6. Now, the boxing matches don't show up on there. My one MMA fight does. Now, it was an amateur win, and they had it entered as such, and the rest of the card was completely correct. When I talked to the promoter, he said someone went on there and somehow changed the result to a professional loss for me. So they said, not Dallin Young, who I fought. They said Dalvin Young TKO'd me, and they changed that result. Some random person went in, changed the result from me TKOing him in an amateur bout, which is what happened, and it was on TV, to me somehow getting TKO'd in a professional bout. And obviously that's irritating, because there's a hard-fought win. The guy was giant. I love Dallin, but, like, you know, I'm like, okay, come on. I beat him up. And I don't know. Somehow, you have to have, like, proof or footage, so I'm not sure how they managed to pull that off. Because when I messaged the promoter, I literally, like, I sent them the link, and I'm like, I can give you my passwords to get it for free if you want. Like, I don't expect you to pay for my fight because someone got my result wrong. And so I sent him that, and the guy watched it, and he's like, obviously won that. He's like, I'll fix it. And the promoter's messaging me too. Yeah, we got it all fixed. And he was like, he worked with us the whole time, and then he was like, he accidentally fixed it to a professional win, and I finally got it fixed to an amateur win. I don't know, shit like that shouldn't bug me as much, but, like, I mean, every time I step out there, I'm nervous, and I've worked so hard. And I remember, like, the first round, he basically just laid on me the whole time, and I couldn't get him off me. But kudos to him. I legit couldn't get him off me. It was a stalemate. For whatever reason, the ref was not interested in standing it up, even though nothing was happening. And then the second round, when I got to mount, I was throwing short shots, but they were doing damage. And the ref was like, if you don't work, I'm going to take away the position. I'm like, there's not much more work I could be doing right now. And you let us just lay there in the first round. I was actually furious, but I ended up posturing up and getting the TKO, or tap to strikes, I guess. I don't know how that counts. That was a whole frustrating ordeal. I don't know. I'm trying to catch you guys up, which, I don't know. I'm going to probably not do my podcast while I'm in Kansas. I might. That might be kind of fun if we're in a hotel room for a night and just do a podcast real quick. Or if someone interesting is there, I'll interview them. But other than that, man, life is better in a lot of ways than it was. But it sucks because every time I get something cool, I like start to text Tyler, and I'm like, fuck. So I don't know. It's kind of weird. I don't know if y'all are religious or what, but, like, in a weird way, it seems like he's kind of watching out, but I don't know. I do want to start doing my podcast again. I mean, at one point it was doing pretty decent, and, like, even now, I still got listeners. It's just I don't upload regularly enough to have an actual audience, and I understand that I lost a lot of my audience, but hopefully I can rebuild. It was never huge. It was just doing decent. I don't know. Let me pull up the fights and I'll talk about those. So obviously the Stylebender fight was a little while ago. I just wanted to mention that was awesome. I thought if anyone was going to beat him, it was going to be Whitaker. And, that boy's looking kind of unstoppable, man, I guess. I didn't mean any disrespect. So I actually thought I made a pick actually. I said Tim Elliott would win by submission in the first round. He got subbed in the first round. I'm honestly kind of blown away. And speaking of Kansas City, I believe he trains out of Kansas City. And so does, I think, James Krause. Marlon Vera won by KO, TKO. Let me see. I'm not going to go over every fight. I'm just going over the ones I know about. Like I said, not an expert, just an enthusiast, fellas. Let me see. I know I should edit this stuff out, but I'm not gonna. Okay, so Eric Anders, an SBG boy, won by decision over Gerald Meerschaert and Matt Frivola. He decisioned Luis Pina. I actually thought Luis was gonna win that fight. Mackenzie Dern lost by decision to Amanda Ribas. Kind of surprised, honestly. I thought she would probably, you know, either use her jiu-jitsu to get a decision or get a submission. Especially because they're kind of trying to build their star up, is what it felt like. I don't know. Nico Price, which I think I only know his name because of Grand Theft Auto, beat James Vick. KO, TKO. I actually did think that he was going to beat him. And then Cub Swanson got a decision over Kron Gracie, which is awesome. I obviously always root for Cub, but I figured, I don't know. I guess he's such a vet, you can't really expect Kron to get over him. But Kron's jiu-jitsu is legit as fuck, isn't it? I don't know. I'm not super familiar with Kron. I just, you see Gracie and you're like, ugh, someone's getting fucking jiu-jitsu'd. And then Joanna beat Michelle Watterson by decision. And I think the fight to make after that has got to be Joanna and Weili Zhang, right? I mean, I could be wrong. Unless I'm not thinking of someone that she should fight next. I mean, I wouldn't be mad if they gave Jessica Andrade a rematch. I think that would kind of be the move, honestly. Cause she, you know, I think if the champ loses in the first round, they've earned another go at it. But at the same time, I don't think there's anything wrong with them making a couple other fights. I think if Rose gets in there and gets another win or two, obviously she should challenge Weili. I think Joanna should fight Weili Zhang. I think if Watterson had won this fight, she would have been the one to fight her. But yeah, I think Joanna's still pretty much a top dog, and I'm curious how Weili Zhang would match up with her. I'd want to see her fight Rose too, actually. But let me pull up next week's fights. I just want to make a couple more predictions here. Okay, Dominic Reyes is fighting Chris Weidman. Ooh, actually, that is a pretty darn good fight. Wow. Kind of surprised it's main event, but yeah, Dominic Reyes is undefeated. So, I mean, obviously the safe pick would be him, but I'm for sure going Chris Weidman on this. I'm actually going to say Chris Weidman TKO round 3. Now, is that a crazy pick? Absolutely. But if I made safe picks, it'd be kind of boring, right? And I totally think Chris Weidman can pull it off if anyone's going to. And then it looks like Yair Rodriguez and Jeremy Stevens is getting rebooked. Yair handled himself like an asshole after that fight. It's like, bro, you just poked him in the eye. Obviously, he wants to be there. He wouldn't chill out in Mexico for fucking 4 weeks or however long just to look for an excuse to get out. Like, you poked him in the eye. You should be apologizing, not being a dickhead and calling him a pussy and stuff. Like, ugh, I honestly am not a Yair fan anymore. And I was a huge fan. Like, going into that fight, I was actually rooting for Yair Rodriguez. I was a bigger fan of him than I was Jeremy Stevens. And then just seeing how he handled that after the fight, I will never root for Yair again. And after he did that weird, like, year off out of the UFC, back in the UFC thing, it seems to me that he might be kind of a bad person. I could be wrong. That might not be fair for me to say, but I don't know. I didn't like that one bit. I was like, show a little respect. Looks like Greg Hardy's fight got canceled. I feel like they're just going to keep giving him guys that he can beat, which is fine. I guess they're trying to build a star, but with his past, it's kind of weird. But everyone at Top Team says he's a good guy. So, I mean, maybe he's changed. I don't know. Looks like Joe Lozon had a canceled fight. And then that's when it gets kind of dicey. I don't know some of these people. I know Charles Rosa. I don't know Manny Bermudez, but it looks like Manny's kind of a beast. Molly McCann is fighting someone who doesn't have a picture, so obviously I'm rooting for Molly, but we'll see. Maybe that person can earn a picture on the UFC's website. I'm obviously not great at picking fights. Well, I'm okay at picking fights, I guess. But I don't know. This is a fight podcast, but, like, loosely fight-based. I like to talk about whatever I want to talk about, so, like, I don't know. I do want to start doing it again. I just want to do more than just talk about fighting. I want to have guests and talk about whatever the fuck, you know? I'm just checking to see. So, Ben Askren and Damian Maia are going to fight on the 26th of October. I'll get into that later, but that is actually a fight I'm really excited about. But anyways, yeah, I'm going to try to do my podcast again. I'm going to try to have actual guests on and stuff. Obviously, I can't promise super regularly. I live in Montana, and I'm kind of like work and train, and that's basically my life. So definitely going to try to have people on. Try to talk to people who just do cool shit or weird shit. And, I mean, that's what I've been up to. Hopefully you guys still like the show. I mean, I know I just kind of randomly took a break. But I have no intentions of ending my podcast. So, as always, thank you guys for listening. And you guys be safe out there.